Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Baseball is back in the city by the bay. What better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle apparel brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. Visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd, or by shopping online at baseballism.com. Baseballism is America's brand.
Get all your everyday essentials delivered through Grubhub's own convenience store, Grubhub Goods. Whether you need a late-night snack, paper towels, or your favorite soda, get everything you need without ever having to leave your home. Download or open the Grubhub app to start ordering from Grubhub Goods.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you've got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
It's Beat the Streak Daily for Tuesday, the 7th of June. How hard is it to hit? Well, the best player in the world had gone 26 at-bats without getting one until last night.
Tani at first, one down, bottom of the first. And there it is. First pitch. Don't have to talk about that anymore. And he's one for one.
Doesn't matter what he did to his previous at-bat, so all that matters what you did on that at-bat for Trout.
It's the first hit since May 28th for the great Mike Trout. Manager Joe Maddon said Trout was out there taking BP at 12:30, 7 hours before the night game at home in Anaheim. Trout relieved to reach base, but his Angels did lose. 12 straight they have lost. Baseball is cruel, man. Streaking is hard. It's Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the hits, we log when folks are streaking in MLB. There's no streaker in real MLB above 10 games. Nobody. As we look at the state of the streak on the Beat the Streak game via MLB Play app, our top streaker is holding steady at 38, not playing 2 days in a row. This is interesting to me. I imagine that West D3, our streaker at 38, is freaking out, wanting to make sure that, like, the next 17 games are attacked with brilliance because $5.6 million is theoretically within reach. Ryan Port, this is very interesting to me. Taking 2 days off, 2 days in a row with a pass while streaking at 38, the pressure and the intensity builds.
It's like the old home... It's like the old home run derby when Sammy Sosa or Mark McGwire would take 10 pitches in a row just to get the perfect one. Maybe D West 3 is going to wait until, say, Friday for the perfect selection for Beat the Streak.
Yeah, you never know. It's a long season. Got plenty of time to do it. It's an interesting way to do it. We have reached out to West D3 to see if they want to talk. Usually they don't, but we'll try. You know, I mean, I don't know if they're, what are you afraid, West D3? Are you afraid of the glare of the Beat the Streak daily spotlight? I understand. Our BTS leader has taken a pass 2 days in a row. So the lead story, it's me and the Porthinator. We went 3 for 3. Last night, Mariners Astros, my daily double A, had both guys playing in that game. Top of the first, the Mariners rally and score, thanks to my dude.
Ground ball inside the back. This brings home Julio. He scores easily. J.P. Crawford, he pedals his way to second base. The Mariners grind out a run here in this first inning. They make Javier work and sweat. It's a 1-0 Mariners lead as Crawford sneaks it inside the bag.
He had slowed down a lot after the torrid start, had J.P. Crawford, but now, hitting .296 the last 12 games, has a hit in 10 of those 12. Bottom first, the other half of my double A leads it off.
And he drills one deep to left field. Jose Altuve! Trade number 27 has just left Union Station. We're tied at one.
Just like that, my night is over. I'm streaking. The daily double A hits. It's time to watch Is It Cake? You know, maybe some other stuff on the stream. Maybe get to bed early at 9:15. It's pretty nice. Altuve, 3 for 5. Now hitting .411 at home. One of just two hitters with an average over .400 in home games. Do with that info what you will. Buzzer, buzzer. I'll use the info, though, to go streaking. The Porthinator had J.D. Martinez. He went 2 for 3. He still has a hit in every one of his road games, right?
All 21 of them.
Unbelievable. He's hitting an even .400 on the road. The only batter in MLB at that particular plateau. Ryan's been right lately a lot about things, including this guy from his beloved Reds.
Stevenson shoots this one to deep right center. Thomas sprinting back. We'll get there. Drury rounds third. Follow on his heels. Stevenson shuts it down at second. Throw in. No shot. Both score standing. Two-run double. Tyler Stevenson extends the Reds' lead to 6.
So many Tylers, but that's your favorite one, isn't it, of all the Tylers?
I'm a little biased, yes, but Tyler Stevenson right now is on a tear for the Reds.
Yes, he is. All I need is for him to get a hit against a Zach. Then we'll really be getting somewhere, a Tyler versus a Zach. I know you're probably most excited about Hunter Green's 7 innings. Might be the best he has looked so far. Okay, fine. The real star of the night is probably the guy who had 4 hits for the Mets. Eduardo Escobar had a single and a double, and improbably had 2 more at-bats after the 7th inning, with the 2 toughest parts of the cycle remaining.
Davis not running, and Escobar drives one to deep right field. Forget that. That is way out of here. Escobar with a lengthy left-handed 2-run homer, and it's 7-2 New York. Need to get him going left-handed? Maybe that'll do it.
If we're starting with Kansas City.
And Escobar shoots one down the right field line toward the corner, and it's beyond the reach of Mazzara. Alonso is in to score. Canna right behind him. It's going to be a triple for Escobar. He's got the cycle. Eduardo Escobar with 2 more RBIs, 6 for the night, and he has hit for the cycle, the first Met in 10 years to have a single, double, triple, and home run in the same game.
What a great call by Gary Cohen. Scott Hairston, a decade ago, for the Mets. How about this last night? Eduardo Escobar, the first player in Major League history to get a cycle with a home run in the 8th and a triple in the 9th.
That's one thing I love about Major League Baseball, Speaks, is that you never know what kind of stat you've never seen before, just like that one.
Absolutely. And sometimes you invent the stat just to fit the storyline for fun. But that one's actually legitimately pretty damn cool. You know what else is pretty damn cool? Getting a bunch of picks you can use in Beat the Streak every day, which we're going to do next. Got 16 games around MLB on, as always, a very full Tuesday. Cleveland is hosting the Rangers for a doubleheader. That's the only one that is a doubleheader. Everything else is everybody playing. Some good pitchers are going. We always look at the daily stay away, where we use the Mike Petriello Baseball Savant chart of starting pitchers with the lowest percentage of plate appearances that have resulted in a hit of any kind since the beginning of 2021. So, yeah, Justin Verlander against the Mariners should probably stay away. That's too easy. Let's go deeper. I personally have a hunch about Michael Kopech of the White Sox against the Dodgers tonight. Rough outing last time for Kopech. I got a feeling he's going to be awesome tonight. So I'm not playing any Dodgers, but I can't tell you to do that. How about this? Over the past 30 days, the lowest whip walks plus hits per innings pitch in MLB goes to Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins. You might guess that, but second, Tarik Skubal of the Tigers. Just 17 hits allowed in 32 innings over five starts in that span against the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Stay away from all your Pirates. Absolutely stay away.
You stay away, I stay away.
Hey, the second worst starting pitcher in terms of hits per nine is starting today. That'll lead off my daily double A. Oh, yeah, I talked over the sounder. That's how excited I am. Only the Beat the Streak legend Patrick Corbin has a worse hits per nine than Herman Marquez. Last three games pitched, the Colorado Rockies righty has allowed seven hits. Before that, six hits. Before that, 11 hits. It's my guy. Let's go. Best hitter against right-handed pitching for the Giants, who get Marquez tonight, is Mike Yastrzemski. I'm still going to call this pick anecdotal because I loved his uncle Carl. And technically, the Brandons both have better career numbers against Marquez. And one of the Brandons is playing. Crawford is going to play. But I really want to say, tonight, I got Yaz. My analytical pick, I'll double up on my San Francisco lefties. Tommy La Stella has six hits and 15 at-bats against Marquez and has killed righties historically. So that's my daily double A. Yaz and Tommy La Stella against Herman Marquez. I see you laughing, Ryan. Give me the fourth pick.
16 games today and you go with Yaz and La Stella. I love it. I love it. The fourth pick tonight. Look, when you look at the hit probability chart for today, the top three are all Houston Astros as they host the Seattle Mariners in game two of their series in Houston. Chris Flexen starts for the Mariners tonight. Flexen has been rocked by the Astros in his career with a .319 batting average against in seven starts against the Astros in his career. The top three atop that chart are Yordan Alvarez, Michael Brantley, and Kyle Tucker. All three are lefties, but righties actually have hit better off the righty Flexen than lefties this season. .291 for righties, .250 for lefties. So with that in mind, I'm going with the rookie, Jeremy Pena. Pena is 3-for-6 against Flexen already this season. Pena is better at home than he is on the road, and he's been improving as his rookie season has been going along. So Jeremy Pena, my pick tonight.
Ryan is at 6. I'm at 5. Between the two of us, we're at 11. And that is almost 1/5 of the way towards Joe DiMaggio's 56.
Doing the bull dance. Feeling the flow. Working it.
Damn Skippy. Elite user sneak peek. Every morning at 7, we see what they've got. They've got Alvarez and Brantley, two of the lefties you just talked about there, Ryan Porth. And ahead of the two long MLB streakers who just had their run stopped, elite users have Paul Goldschmidt and Trey Turner at 3rd and 4th. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, wherever you get your podcasts, and play the game with us. Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win 5.6 million beans. Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the MLB season and is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys, and especially Yaz and Tommy La Stella and Jeremy Pena, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.